This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It is Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. And I got on my knees at about 3 a.m. this morning when I woke up and just asked God to give me the guidance and the direction to not get angry on air and to just calmly report this information to you as best I can and give you the evidence. You go to Infowars.com right now. You'll see the live show feed title, Global Bombshell, WHO Confirms Vaccines are having sterilants added to them on a planetary scale. I have an entire folder that is only the surface of this with the United Nations admitting they're doing it. Now think about that. Global bombshell, WHO confirms sterilants added to vaccines globally. Watch live. Something of this magnitude can only be hidden in plain view. And I'm risking my life bringing you this information. But none of us have a life, regardless if we don't beat this. So please, every broadcast is important. But I'm asking you to call everyone you know and say, listen, you need to know what's going to be in the vaccine. You need to understand. Now, understanding my thought processes on this is a way for you to understand your thought processes and to get out of the trap. And what am I talking about? Last night, I was laying in bed with a tablet, and I thought, let me go see what David Knight's up to because I hadn't watched the show yesterday. And I saw him play a video that I meant to play that I didn't get to yesterday by a group like Project Veritas called Go Vote in the UK. That's a credible group. Kind of leftist, but they mean well. And they're talking about interviewing a big pharma whistleblower about HCG being added to vaccines to sterilize women. And then folks were all on YouTube saying, oh, we don't know this is true. Oh, you know, they wouldn't dare do that. And then, of course, this morning, the YouTube video was gone, had like a 500,000 views. Well, all I did was type in HCG vaccines, and I was on the UN's website saying they added to vaccines to sterilize people. But see, no one cares when it's totally admitted, when Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate. But when it's someone saying, I'm going to talk to a whistleblower soon, because it's speculation, it becomes this golden thing that everybody hyperventilates over. So I got up at 3 a.m. and I sent David Knight about 10 links or so, sent his son about a dozen more who produces his show. And David did his own research. But here's the thing. We've known this since the late 80s. They've been doing this. And so there's that frustration that I've known so much information for so long that I just get up here and I tell you, yeah, there's sterilants in a lot of the vaccines. People go, oh, that's just Alex saying that, instead of going, hey, here it is. Here's the URL on the UN website. Now, as soon as we point this out, Google will bury it. That's why you want to use Yippee or something else. But it takes a lot of will to read these white papers and reports, and then to read Bill and Melinda Gates' name all over it, funding every damn bit of it. And then to read how he got thrown out of India because they caught him sterilizing people over there. And that was even in the London Guardian 5 years ago. Mainstream media has gone down so bad. They were always bad. They were always leftists. But now they're just committed to pure evil. And so we're going to lay it out here, folks. And by the way, you're not going to have to be in the third world to get sterilized. They're coming to sterilize you. And by the way, the side effects will greatly reduce your life. Bill Gates might as well put a gun to your head and blow your brains out. We're not going to put up with his assault. This means war.
I'm always excited about InfoWars, my products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge. You love them, I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
May 13th, the year is 2020, 173 days out from the election that's already been canceled. Mail-in ballots, the ballot stuffing has already begun. The deep state is moving against President Trump and against the people of America and the world. It is now admitted that Communist China, working with Bill and Melinda Gates and George Soros, with Hillary and her daughter on the board, are captaining the entire takeover. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. I've been up since 3:15 this morning doing research. And I was simply going back and pulling up what I already knew. But it was so much more horrible than I had even remembered. So I've got about 4 hours under my belt reading from the UN website, reading from the London Guardian, reading from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, what I am going to present to you at the bottom of the hour as studiously as I can. What have I told you? The UN admits they're adding sterilants to vaccines across the world, around the globe. And again, I've known all this for 25 years, 26 years. But I only now actually went back and read it in the context of what they're coming at us with. You know, if Bill Gates walked up to you with a 357 Magnum and shoved it into your temple and pulled the trigger and fired a projectile through your skull and blew your brains all over the wall, he'd go to prison for that. But if he got you through pressure and through intimidation and through hostage taking, through siege, to go into Stockholm syndrome, mass Stockholm syndrome, and got you to take the shot yourself, even though he's now telling you it's going to hurt a lot of people, and Fauci says it might hurt a lot of people, well, that, you know, is the end game. And that's why I said we've got to really soup it up, jazz it up, ramp it up so it, quote, works on old people and on the young. But, ooh, when you soup them up, when you ramp them up with adjuvants, that's called an autoimmune response. You know, a bee sting's an adjuvant. That's why if you take a vaccine and just so happen they've got studies, get stung by a bee the same day, you usually die. Bee sting's an adjuvant. Why do you think they're suddenly all over the news saying this vaccine's going to hurt you real bad, but see, if you want to get your job back or travel, you got to take it? Because they're not going to be able to hide the fact that a lot of folks are going to die, a lot of folks are going to get paralyzed. There are two people in this building who lost their children to vaccines, and they admitted the vaccines killed them. So, they're not going to give you some weak soft kill this time. you're going to get hurt real bad. And they're going to say, well, it's for the global good. Because they can't hide it anymore, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Gates came out and said, yeah, vaccines really don't work for the flu. He said, because there's not enough adjuvant in it. No. You have to guess the exact flu mutation for it to work, and it's never worked because the flu mutates thousands of times a year. Same thing with the coronavirus. So how could he patent it? Release a biological weapon version that is a souped-up cold. But not much. It's like a 350-horsepower car you put a supercharger on, and it pushes up to 450. It's not like a Dodge Red-Eye Hellcat with 800-plus horsepower. But it's a souped-up baby. So some are out there saying, oh, it doesn't exist, it's a total hoax. No, they own it. They made it. Fauci and Gates and the Chi-Coms made it. And by the way, it's in the news today. The usual suspects. The damn Clinton Foundation is involved. Of course they are. Contact Tracing Group, funded by Soros and Gates, has Chelsea Clinton on the board. Gee, why'd you think Bill Clinton came out in his foundation 2 weeks ago and announced we need millions of people with federal funding to go around and make sure you've been contact traced? Oh, and it gets better. Turns out Apple Androids, as they announced 2 weeks ago, have unified when it comes to tracking and have put the app to contact trace on your phone, whether you like it or not. And when you turn it off, they turn it back on. And guess who runs it? Oh, I forgot. The World Health Organization, and it's administered by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. And, of course, Media Matters and all the other criminal organizations will now have access to your phone in live time, just like Microsoft with the neocons set up NewsGuard and ElectionGuard, where private corporations and intelligence agencies are in your phone, live time, and your election. This is a total technocracy takeover. This is a military takeover of our military, of the cloud, of the satellites, of all the phones, of all the devices, of everything. And the technocrats are all one group. Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, they're all one unified criminal syndicate. And if anybody wants to save America, not that our government's perfect, but this is the time for government to get involved, because the major corporations are the global government. They're not libertarian. They're not free market. They're vertical integrators. And their operating system and end game goal is depopulation. And when you get around rich people, really rich ones, the types that don't show it off, they'll always start signaling to you, and they're usually, quote, liberals, that they don't like brown people. And when you explain to them that you're a Christian and you might not like it that brown people have been turned into an enemy against you by the left, you don't want to kill them, and you'd like to be their brother. And then they hate your guts from that point on. And Bill Gates wants to exterminate almost everyone, okay? So they learned with Hitler that people fight tanks, but they don't fight dudes in pink sweaters. Now, India threw his ass out, and so did Pakistan. They figured out what was going on. And look, I get it. There are a lot of folks in India, man, but do you really want to sign on to sterilizing them? And, you know, Bill Gates has his angle. You can see it from his perspective until you realize that they're after everybody. High IQ, low IQ, they're poisoning everyone, and they believe in a post-human era merging with machines, and they're crazy. And I've been really researching Bill Gates for years, but I've been researching him in more depth, and he is completely insane. And that's why he is the science officer on the committee. And there is a global committee. It has rotating members, just like a Politburo, and there are 12 of them. And I know who at least 8 of them are. And this information is the most secret information on the planet. And so I commit myself into God's hands, bringing this information out. And I'm not being dramatic, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody knows that. But you need to understand that this is not theories. This is not games. This is dead on. Dead on what's going on. Remember what I told you the last 3 months? And for years before that, but intensely every day for 3 months, 4 months, I've told you since late January that they release a small biostimulant that does kill people, a few million, globally. Then once they practice the lockdown, then they'll hit you with something that kills hundreds of millions next. They'll claim terrorists did it. And then big bioweapon attack comes after that. If we buy into it and submit, they'll do it the next year. If we resist, 5 years. But most of you will be dead within 5 years if we don't turn this around. You understand? Now the clock is ticking. Get ready. They're coming for you and your family.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is an emergency transmission coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Now, you remember back in November and December, I commissioned one of the crew here, one of the graphics artists, to create an image of an astronaut standing in a national park with forest around him. And I explained that if you look at the image we had made, that there's all this what looks like pollen in the air. And I said the archetypal image that I see in 2020 is a future where humans can't live in their own environment, where the earth is made to be so toxic to us that we have to go into bubbles or into spacesuits. That's the enemy's plan. Now, you can call that psychic, but it's beyond that. It's an imprint of all the millions of data points you get, and then being able to integrate that together to understand the signals you're getting. And that's one of the versions they made with the space shuttle. There's another version that has all the toxins, all the biological systems in the air that have been released on the Earth to make it impossible for humans to live on the planet. So that we then have to go into the globalist corporate system and into these artificial bubbles, the bubble cities, the bubble suits, and now it's all over the news. Oh, cool rocking spacesuits that you're going to wear to go out to clubs now. And it's the idea that humans are bad, humans are evil. You can't trust anyone. Any virus, any bacteria is bad. Even though if you don't have viruses and bacteria, you get sick and die. That's known germ theory that's been proven. But let's look at this article. If we can pull up the Infowars.com article. That's from 1962. Life in 2022. Image depicted everyone trapped in pods so no one gets sick. Now, if you look into Isaac Asimov and all those guys, they were actually programming the public for what was coming in the future. Arthur C. Clarke and others admitted that. And Arthur C. Clarke basically said childhood's end is an allegory for what he believes human evolution will be like. Well, in 1977, DARPA created a classified report saying to end war under the Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller endowment, the only way to end war would be to take humans out of their environment completely and basically make sexless humans that were manufactured in factories, or get rid of humans altogether, or put people in pods with virtual reality jacked into their brain for the rest of their life and having a simulation run by an AI computer so that it could control the environment and end war that way. You may have heard of that. They then made a movie out of it called The Matrix. And again, Philip K. Dick, before he died, had some of his books stolen. And he was in the San Francisco area at the time, in the 60s and 70s, hanging out with people that were involved in these DARPA projects. Some of the same people worked in some projects that later I learned about when I was a child, because some of them visited the house and were openly talking about some of it in front of me. So again, this is a real science cult, okay? In San Francisco, one of the most powerful groups on the planet. And they've come up with this whole thing. So now, officially in China, they have plastic bubbles. In fact, I sent that to one of the producers, to Daria. It's in your tweet. I actually sent it to you last night about 3 a.m. It shows that the Chinese children now in bubbles. And so you're being shown this, that humans are so bad. Humans aren't just bad for the earth. Humans are so toxic and so diseased that we can't even touch each other. Well, prisoners in a medium security prison can shake hands or lift weights together or pat each other on the back or pray together at chapel. But now you're living like someone that lives in a supermax. Yeah, there it is in China. They're proposing these pods, but there's actual photos of the kids now in the schools, and they put plastic bubbles up around the children. We're live now. We'll add it in post to the rebroadcast. But they're teaching you that you're alien. They're teaching you that you're bad. They're teaching you that you can't exist. And they're teaching you that you're obsolete, that you're what? What's the word for it? That you are non-essential. And you're scared. Everyone's wearing the mask and no one can go to a job. And, oh, sorry, it's only 15 days to bend the curve and make sure the hospitals aren't overwhelmed. And now it's, oh, it's 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. And Fauci now says, sorry, there's not going to be school next year either. And then the cowards or the uninformed, they lead us now. The sheep that run off the cliff are our leaders. Like, yeah, you're not opening that school. My kid's not going to your, we're not going, you're not opening that mall. I'm going to sue you. Oh, and the meat packers. No one's died in a meat packing plant. Thousands and thousands tested. You know, 300 at one plant all have COVID. None of them got sick because it's a fake test, folks. That's why they're like testing, testing, testing to show we have the most cases. And all it is really old people dying. 95% of the people dying are above the age of 75. All the others have serious cancer, heart failure, deformities. I mean, they're in wheelchairs. They're quadriplegics. And then they just say COVID when they die because they get a big, fat, juicy check. And look, I know all of you already know that. But if we don't get the word out and expose it, they got all the censorship in place before they did this. They were going to do this when Hillary got in. You think Hillary's global initiative with Chelsea on the board of this just cooked up contact tracing and all this money and the forced inoculations in the last 3 months? All this was pre-planned. All this was pre-prepared. And I'll cover it next segment. And now Apple and Google, that have over 90% of the phones in the West, all decided 2 weeks ago, oh, we have a agreement now that we're going to have in our operating systems a joint system with each other to track everywhere you go, whether you like it or not, and we're giving it to law enforcement and the WHO. That's in the news today. The WHO, and guess who runs it? Guess who's going to run it? The Global Initiative. Bill Clinton's in your phone. And Mr. Ed, his daughter, Webster Hubble's daughter, look at this, contact tracing group funded by Soros and Gates, has Chelsea Clinton on board. National File on Infowars.com. But Muslims for Progress say they love it and want virtual systems. Oh, busted contract tracing data sent to the WHO and law enforcement. Used to quarantine people, come and grab them. And China says, oh, there were 5 cases in Wuhan. Oh, you'd not leave your house now. So now we are, oh, we can't open up either. China say second wave come. They're all open for business, but we can't. Sweden's communist now, so they stay open. They don't, because once they've conquered you, it's okay. Yeah, there's some of the, there it is. They're the kids in the bubbles in China. I'm going to go to break, and I'm just going to tell you this right now. I tried to hold this back, and I thought that we could get people in the government to actually look into this and not want to go down this road. But the public is so cowardly and so into being slaves that it's avalanched into mass hysteria. And thank God Trump now understands this and is bucking it. But if you don't have storable foods and if you don't have a bug out point with your family, I don't care if it's 5 acres in the middle of nowhere, you're insane. Because the New World Order is here. And if you're in a city, you're crazy. That's all I'm saying. We have storable food ready to ship out to you at InfoWarsStore.com. Almost no one else does, or they're lying to you, or it's crap. We have high-quality food at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. It lasts 25 years. It's something you need on that checklist. Don't wait anymore. Get it today. And we have huge sales that end this weekend running right now.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, Going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. If you're listening to us on local AM and FM stations, please thank them. Please spread the word about those stations. And please become a sponsor or support their sponsors now more than ever. So many stations pick us up at night. They get good ratings. People support the show. They call and they thank the station. They get a couple sponsors. They put us on weekdays. We get top ratings for them. And we change the country and the world and defeat the globalists. And something's happening. A lot of new radio and TV stations are picking up the show. Because I get people used to tune in and say, this guy's completely off his rocker. They're planning a world government and forced inoculations, and they're going to have pedophiles come to the schools, and the kids will be made to sit in their lap, even though they're crying. Well, that's 2020. Those of us that aren't into evil don't understand it, because we're not evil. We're sinners, we're fallen, but we're not pointed towards evil. We don't like it. We don't worship it. We don't enjoy it. Well, if you're not like the globalists, you've got a blind spot. And I'm here to tell you, folks, When I discovered all this stuff, hiding in plain view, I couldn't believe it. And I just say, thank God my parents were into history and had a lot of history books laying around. Because like I told you, I liked comic books and science fiction and sports stuff when I was a kid. Until I started reading history books when I was about 8. And I got addicted because this was real. This stuff really went on. And it was way cooler than the stuff in science fiction. And then I realized that my ancestors had been part of it. My grandfathers had been part of it. And then it got even cooler. And then I realized I was part of it. And it wasn't just some passive thing. I was living in a real world that had real consequences. All right. You know, I said I'd get into this news, this segment, and I'm not doing this to build it up. But it's so momentous that I have to get my brain completely focused to be able to do this. And during the break, I was doing some work and taking care of some things, and I got distracted. Nobody's bad for coming in here. I told them to, but I was busy doing some work, so I'm going to have to do it next segment and get back in the zone. But here's what I'm trying to get at for folks. You can't pretend like you're part of the power structure. You're not. And even Bill Gates and Lord Rothschild and these individuals are not in charge. They are slaves. And that's a whole other subject, how tortured they are, how nightmarish their lives are. I spent about an hour yesterday watching Bill Gates videos and videos where he doesn't want to be there. And where it's not scripted. And I had some of the guys go around and dig around for raw footage of him. And, man, it's exactly what I knew I'd find. He looks like he is totally depressed and absolutely being tortured in these videos. And he is just disgusted with everybody. He hates everybody. And he is completely nasty. And he is driven. He is a haunted, tortured, possessed man. It's Avatar, folks. The bad guys are jacking in. And everybody knows that deep down. And when Billy Boy's not doing bad stuff, he's not alive. These things only live to kill. What does the Bible say? Kill, steal, and destroy. And they build the world to be as nasty and ugly and horrible and stupid, and they create a giant population to get the rest of the population, who's enlightened and who is good, to sign on to exterminating the dumbed-down third world for survival, and that's how they trick us into making the deal with evil. So I know why Bill Gates does what he does. I understand how he was indoctrinated, how he was brought into the scientific dictatorship at a young age. And I just want everybody to know who serves Satan that most of you are low level, and so you think it's fun. You think you're part of the winning team. You're part of the losing team. And for those of you that still haven't forfeited your chance, you need to turn back now. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to come into you. Bypass the fake churches. All that's designed to make you turn away from God. And you need to really ask for the cavalry to come because it's the only hope you have for eternity. You do not want to join the Satan. It's madness. All right. Like I said, I am particularly prepared for today's show. And I'm the one telling David Knight not to kill himself, but he's doing 5-6 hours of preparation every day for his show, and I've done that much myself today. And, man, man, it's all just totally come together. It's exactly how we analyzed it, but it's not a surprise. We're following their operation. But they are really planning to execute this thing to the hilt. So I had really hoped they'd back down. I'd really hoped that it was all just a bunch of crazy eugenicists trying to one-up each other, but they're gonna carry this out. So you better start getting ready to decide what you're going to do, folks. And it's going to get really bad. They're going to carry out false flags and blame it on us, and it's going to be nasty. But just thank God and your lucky stars that you, for whatever reason, are awake and aware and have a relationship with God, the living God, because these guys worship the God of death. I mean, I'm really ashamed of myself. When I saw Bill Clinton come out for armies of contact tracers and all the police state things that means and grabbing children out of mother's arms, why didn't I go look it up and find out they're running the whole damn thing and making money off of it and getting taxpayer money? Well, sure enough, here it is. It's always worse than we even thought. It's just so naked. It's so out in the open. It's so ridiculous. But that's how evil works. It's like all the denial's over, and add the little cherry on top, Facebook, run by the same group that Gates runs, deletes Michigan anti-lockdown group with 380,000 members. They're telling Americans you can't organize and say you believe you're essential and that your business is essential. Only Walmart and Target are. You know, I will never shop at Walmart or Target again. I still don't do it very often, but sometimes it's convenient. I will. Never. This is war, folks. You have to 100% cut yourself off from all these people and all these groups and these big globalist corporations that are anti-God, anti-family. They're waging war against us. We have to totally cut them off. They're trying to cut you off and bankrupt you. So remember that. They're going to use every bit of their power to muscle you and dominate you and then medically inject you with poison to sterilize you and give you cancer. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to read the documents here on air. And all I can say is, do I need to get on my knees and tell you to call your friends, call your neighbors, call your family, random people, however you're listening, or if you're listening on radio, but your family doesn't have radio in their area, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. They're already starting to block text messages now with Infowars and things like that. So you've got to physically call people and tell them to go there. You've got to download all these shows because once the enemy moves to their next operation and we're taking off the air and everybody's taking off, it will be recordings of this information will be solid platinum because it'll all come true. You have to understand that. It's going to get so bad, folks. I mean, they're going to come and people are going to be dying left and right around you when they're giving these shots, and they're just going to say, it doesn't matter, we're doing it, we're heroes. They're not going to hide it anymore. This is a death cult, ladies and gentlemen, and submission is death.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Fiction, this is real. And all of you are living on this deadly stage. The entire destiny of humanity hangs in the balance. I fell down the rabbit hole more than 30 years ago. I know many of you are just now waking up. Many of you were awake before I was born. But now, we're going to have to choose which direction we go, because we have reached the fork in the road. Now, I'm just going to show you right now 18 documents. I'm just going to read the headlines and tell you where they came from. And then I'm going to explain to you that this is 1/1,000th is my estimation of what is publicly available. Now, remember, Chuck Todd came out and said, Bill Barr, the AG, said he doesn't care about rule of law in an interview. Then they played an edited tape with jump cuts. In the actual tape, in the same sentence, he said, I believe in the rule of law. So, Remember the criminal nature of the people we're talking about, because all of this is public at an academic level. Just like the plan to feminize boys with chemicals that I told you about 20 years ago, and now you see it's going operational. So when they deny all this, remember, that's just a tactic to bypass them getting put in handcuffs. In computers, they call it a slow loris attack, where they don't even try to hack your machine. They put their hand out. Their machine puts its hand out, and then you keep trying to shake it, and they go and comb their hair. And then you do it like an idiot over and over again, and it uses up the resources of the computer. They make your computer interface with them. It's a very simple attack, but it's also a very, very successful attack. Well, that's what they do. We're like, hey, you say you want to sterilize people and bring in world government. No, we don't. Hey, well, here's where you say it right here. No, I didn't say that. They gaslight you. So understand, this is literally 1/1,000th of what, because I looked it up, there were tens of thousands of hits with vaccine birth control, vaccine sterilant. And it was exactly what the Project Veritas style group in the UK said. Oh, we're going to interview a guy at a big pharma company that says they're adding HCG to the vaccine to sterilize people in the current one. And that group's like, we don't know if it's true, but this guy does work there, high level. It's a big sensation. Oh, my God, an unnamed person says it. You can type in HCG vaccine, and you will get 1985 test with Fauci, of course, NIH. Fauci. Adding that hormone so that a woman thinks she's pregnant all the time. It's a pregnancy hormone. And so you can never get pregnant because your body attacks with antibodies, HCG. Well, where do you think HCG gets released from? It gets released and commanded from the brain and the ovaries, the brain and the testicles. And so it attacks your body, and that's in the literature. So they don't just sterilize you, they give you a debilitating disease. Isn't that nice? So imagine if you got caught putting poison in your neighbor's milk, you go to prison for 20 years. If they didn't even die, just if you got caught doing it, if they died, maybe alive in prison. Because it's premeditated. We don't like premeditated evil. It's one thing if you get in a fight with a guy's cheating on your wife, and you get in a fist fight, and, you knock him down, he hits his head, he dies. You might serve 2 years because you were pissed, and you had a reason to do it, and you didn't mean to kill him. But if you go over and you put antifreeze in your neighbor's lemonade, that happens, that's one of the ways women like to kill folks. You're going to get the death penalty, Jack, because we don't like people that creep around, do we? That's how cowards do it, is they jack it into things. But see, antifreeze will make your kidneys shut down in a couple days. No. We do it with the vaccine where it kills you in a decade or so. And there's all these new diseases and nobody knows why. And it's all right here. So the clock is ticking on Mr. Jones. So I just want listeners to understand that I've made the decision to go whole hog against these people, but I'm begging you for my sake, your sake, our children's sake, do whatever you have to get this out, okay? So let's start getting into it. Let me just show you headlines. Over headshot, please. This is from the NIH.gov. Birth control vaccine is on the horizon for family planning. This is from many years ago. It's here now. Anti-fertility vaccines, how they work. Cell.com. Trends in immunology. Unwanted sterilization and eugenics programs in the United States. PBS. The very Democrats supposedly battling are the ones running it. You got to love it. India mass sterilization. Women forced into camps. Say relatives. London Guardian. You know who funds the camps? Oh, you may have heard him. He likes to wear pink sweaters. India cuts some funding ties with the Gates Foundation. Reuters. That was years ago. because they caught them doing what they do best, sterilizing, fertility regulating, and immunotherapeutic vaccines reaching human trials, academic.com. That's 23 years ago, 1997. Oh, here's an investigation of a sterilization camp by the Population Research Institute. Want to read all about it? I read this whole thing at 4 a.m. Contraceptive vaccines. Here's another one. Special program research development and research training in human reproduction. World Health Organization, Geneva, Switzerland. It's all right here. I read that. I read it all. Research into anti-fertility vaccine continues despite protest. The Lancet Medical Journal. Oh, and what's the main one? HPV. And, of course, HCG. HPV just so does happen to lower fertility and looks like it kills your ovaries. It never grows follicles again, but that's okay. You know, La Raza tells me I'm bad because I'm white, but they're funded by this group. They never tell all the Mexicans they're getting sterilized. See, because I'm in the human race, so I don't want you sterilized. But your Raza, they didn't tell you because they're communist and they're killing your ass. You'll never hear Raza tell you. They're not in your family. I am in your family. I'm telling you you're being killed because we're in this together. The communists are not your friend. Let's continue. Review anti-fertility vaccines. ScienceDirect.com. Partners. Oh, ink cartridges sterilizing you. The receipts. They don't have to, but they choose that chemical to sterilize men. HCG found in WHO tetanus vaccine. And it was confirmed, but there's all Snopes says, well, it's inconclusive. Oh, yes. The UN admits they ran trials of the sterilant in Kenya and paid women to do it. $10. But they went, oh, but the government, when they tested it and found it, we weren't doing it. We were doing it, the UN website says, in Kenya. And then they noticed that the women didn't just get sterilized. They got real sick because the body starts attacking their ovaries. And they went, it snubs, they went, Africa doesn't have good labs. Ooh, the black people don't know how to test for it, even though they're the ones that called it out. Not people in America, but the black people figured it out. Oh, but they're so stupid, right? How sick is that? At least the Africans know what's going on. Well, all you elitist whites wander around like idiots going along with this and kind of wink, wink. Well, there are too many people. Really? Really? Well, your dumbass is in the crosshairs, too. Oh, look at this. The Sunday Guardian. Ethical questions surround vaccine to reduce fertility. Oh, and it's the HCG. HCG found in WHO tetanus vaccine. Here's the government report. But those, again, those are black people. You know, it's like the Tanzanian president's a famous biologist. He invented a bunch of stuff. He had it tested, a papaya and a goat, and found out the COVID-19 tests are fake. But, again, he's a black guy, the liberals say. Like, oh, you know, oh, can't listen to those black guys. You know, we're liberals. We don't listen to them. We'll be right back with more of this. Stay with us, folks. They're going to kill you deader than a hammer. I'm not putting up with this. What about you?
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.